that the feeling as the result would stand, Ollie?
I presume so. With 86 minutes gone in the game, you presume, you know, certainly. I don't think we want to be coming down here again, you know, for two more league games, because we have to come back here in 24 weeks' time anyway. I presume after 86 minutes that the result does stand, but I don't know those rules. That's for people a lot higher than me up in Dublin and Aberystwyth that'll make that decision.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a lot of discussion when the floodlights went out, Ollie. You were chatting to the referee, their manager was talking as well, the FAA official was in there. What goes on in a situation like that?
Well, the little bit that I came across, the assessor tried to contact the head of the league. I think he struggled to get in contact with them, and he wasn't able to give probably, you know, exact details of what would happen. I think the first protocol was the cycle rovers would try and rectify the problem and get the lights back on. When that didn't happen, it was a decision as regards, you know, was it bright enough to play on? And I think, you know, our general feeling was with that many injuries picked up, we're there for about maybe 10 to 12 minutes, you know, that we'd need to warm up again. The last thing we wanted was to pick up another injury in very, very poor floodlit conditions.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, on the game itself then, Ollie, you got the equaliser close to the finish as well. And it came out of nothing, really, but it came after a set-piece situation from which you always carried a threat tonight.
Yeah, although they carried possibly a bigger threat with Gavin Pearce in particular and Tim Clancy. Look, it was a game of two halves without a shadow of a doubt. Sligo Rovers should have been out of sight. They played some brilliant football. Their movement was fabulous. Very easy in the eye. Everything we expected from them, their passing, their movement, their pace, their speed, and they deservedly went ahead. It was a great ball in from Regan Donnan, that was with us last year when Chris Lyons finished it, you know, with a header across the goal. They probably should have gone on and double that, although we had probably two to three chances on the counter-attack. But look, calling a spade a spade, we should have been out of sight at half-time. The game is over and done with. Richard Bush made two or three great saves that kept us in it. Had Sligo got the second, and they probably deserve to get a second, that goal that Damien scored would be basically, you know, a consolation goal.
Well, I mean, in fairness to Harps, you tightened things up a bit in the second half. Well, they didn't really threaten after the break.
No, as I said, it was a game of two halves. In the second half, I felt we were possibly the better side. I think the only time we looked like we could actually go and win the game was a couple of minutes after we scored, and probably the timing of when the floodlights went out didn't help us, because it was probably the only time in the game that we were on top. But look, for health and safety reasons, you know, we have that many injuries in it. It mightn't be a bad thing that you know, if we were 10 minutes, 12 minutes standing in the cold out there, it would take, you know, basically to get warmed up again and to go again for the remaining 4 minutes. So look, two halves, as I said. First half we were poor, although we had three very good chances, albeit against the run of play. Second half I felt defensively we were a lot better, and probably deserve the equaliser, you know, when it's all said and done.
Okay, so it's back up on the horse again now for Tuesday night, another game.
Yeah, look, thankfully we got out of this game without any serious injury, which is great. And we have a lot of niggles, and we have to get prepared for a massive game on Tuesday night where Cock Hill, with what they have, with the amount of players that played with us before, with their level of fitness, with the way they'll be up for the game, that'll be probably as difficult a game as any of the games we've played up to now.
Okay. Well, I didn't suggest that Damien McNulty, maybe I was being a wee bit unfair on Cockle, but I was suggesting that perhaps the pressure's off he's a wee bit, but he didn't think so.
Look, we aren't in any position to take any team for granted, and of all teams, Cock Hill, most certainly not. They have, you know, have been probably the best intermediate club in the county for the last number of years, and have been, I think, with the amount of other senior leagues they won in the last three. Possibly they're going on to win the fourth. Huge quality. Garvin Freel is back with them. Jerry Gill, that was in the club with us. You know, there's loads of them. Malachy McDermott, look, I know them and know them too well and know what threat they'll take. They're a very, very together bunch, and they will cause serious problems on Tuesday.
Okay, well, listen, you're probably likely to make a few changes, Ollie, but just on your squad situation, good to see Kieran Call in there tonight. That was the one we didn't expect.
No, thankfully with a little bit of good news during the week where Kieran's scan came back clear. I think last Friday week in Dundalk, we felt, you know, fear the worst. It looked a serious injury, and Kieran has a history with that knee. So we had a little bit of the rub of the green, and Kieran had a little bit of the rub of the green in that. We got away with that. No, we still have a couple that have long-term injuries. So thankfully, Kieran didn't add to that list.